Blog Talk Radio.
Kim Reports right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much if you are new listener, supporter, or been riding ever since March 21st, 2011. Shout out and thank you always for keeping in touch with me through, if not in person, through the means of the social media world and right here at blogtalkradio.com. Definitely prepare to set up your own profiles here at blogtalkradio.com, because we'll get back to doing business the way you all love it, chatting in the chat room and definitely taking more calls, and definitely looking forward to my awesome guest co-host and new guest co-host, and some that will even take over the show in the near future. Oh my God, if you're a social media friend of mine, haven't we been discussing some hot topics? Ha, ha, ha. Cannot wait to bring on air. And also, we'll start doing Facebook Lives discussing some of the topics that we talk about throughout social media and topics that we will be discussing on right here on the podcast. So also email me. Thank you for the awesome music you guys have been sending me and for the awesome updates and what's going on in your areas, in your villages, in your cities, in your towns, throughout the world, not just here in the USA, Thank you to the top listeners in various countries and all listeners throughout the world. Of course, the USA, UK, Turkey, oh my God, Hungary, Australia. Those are some of the top listeners of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And thank you so much. My Asian friends, just everyone. So I hope, though, everyone that celebrated Easter, I hope you had an awesome Easter. I attended the church that I'm a member of at Cathedral in Zion, and it was an awesome Easter Day service. Happy New Year, happy new beginnings. I never looked at Easter. I looked at Easter as a new resurrection, as a new beginning, but Mrs. Corinne Anderson, who's a member of Holy Family Catholic Church in the Pillar Community, she and her husband, a member of K Chapel, like my bestie Daryl. But they're big move. They're down to earth, humble people, but they're mover and shakers in the Democratic Party. And when I seen her at the Holy Family Catholic Church this Saturday, they were handing out like Easter eggs and like information regarding Easter. And I attend services there too sometimes because it's right in my neighborhood and it's a political community. And I told her she was going to end up getting me to convert to Catholicism. But she said, like, Happy New Year. And I'm like, huh? And look, wow, I've been researching I've 50 years and I've been studying Christianity and other religions since I was a little girl. But I was researching and talking, and people's cousin Linda sent me information regarding the pagan celebrations of Easter, and I had been posting, I even posted a watch party regarding Easter. But it's really a new year because it's a new beginning, you know? So, yeah, like, okay, like, happy Chinese New Year. But in Christianity, Easter is a new beginning, is a celebration of the resurrection. So it's new. And I just thought that was so awesome. I wanted to talk about Easter, but this is a brief update broadcast. And I'm trying to get my screen up, too, because you guys do have about 5 minutes to call in. If anybody's waiting for me to connect you, I should have my screen up. At first, I thought it might not get up, but it looked like it will. It's one of those brief shows. But Lil Lonnie, you all heard me talk about Lil Lonnie, a local-based Jackson, Mississippi rapper who was murdered a year ago. Talking about Nipsey Hussle, I mentioned that his murder was unsolved. As of a couple of days ago, solved. Case closed. They arrested two guys regarding his murder, driving around in the suburbs of Jackson, Mississippi. He and a female friend a year ago, and many of you, he was considered a local artist, but he was internationally known and had done collaborations with many mainstream artists, and it really hurt a lot of artists, mainstream artists, too. He was one of those artists that was right there. And dying should not be a person's rise to fame. It should be your accomplishments and your successes also. So thank God they have arrested the murderers, and that case is closed. Many other cases need to be closed in Jackson and other cities throughout America. But that is very important that case is closed right now during springtime, or like a year later and right after Nipsey Hussle's death, which was quickly solved, all praises to JPD and the other law enforcement agencies that helped solve this case. It's one of the guys been expedited from, you know, my second home, the state I love, Texas. So they arrested one here and they arrested one in Texas. And then they'll be having a big event, a celebration of life of Lil Lonnie on May 5th at Mega Evers Community Center. You know, when you're talking about the Kwanzaa celebrations at that same location, I believe I will finally be in Texas that weekend. That's also Texas, Dallas, Texas. Death, Mississippi is in the midst of elections, just like many of you. Your cities and towns are in the midst of elections. On May the 4th, too, I must shout out to those running for city council and mayor in Dallas, Texas. My pick is Villaba. And so he's only conservative, and that's not why he's my pick. I've watched his career forever. Dallas been my second home, and I'm just so excited. The other mayoral candidates, they're awesome candidates too, but that's my choice and who I am supporting. They're in the middle of early voting right now, and on May the 4th, they will have a general election. If a general election is needed, then they will have a runoff, I believe, on June the 4th, they'll have the general election. That's in Dallas, Texas. But shout out to all towns and counties and cities that are running elections. Definitely vote, do your early voting, do your absentee voting in your area, and show up to vote on the day that is needed to vote also if you can. It's good to get involved with the system and work. Campaign or try to get a paid job, like a poll manager or something like that during the elections. You learn so much when you interact with the process. I'm not telling you what to do, but I'm just saying, and regarding the presidential election, so many are running. So it's important for us to learn what we can about each and every candidate. Is Biden? Biden's announcing his candidacy today, right? So big shout out to him regarding that. So sad, but glad that the body of a little boy, A.J. Frood, was found. So sad that he died by the hands of his parents. Very heartbreaking story. And what is this with kids committing suicide? Sad enough adults that, adults commit suicide. And so many people are dealing with anxiety and depression and sadness. But then these little kids in, 7, 8 years old are just committing suicide at high numbers. And one of my Facebook friends questioned, what do we need to do? What is going on? And, really, what is going on? This is a culture of bullying for all ages. I mean, really, what are hackers and fake accounts and catfish accounts and those that scam people out of money in person and online and by phone? What are they? They're bullies to adults. And then some of us need to check out attitudes and the way we treat people as adults, too. So some of these kids might be learning from adults. This is something that I'm feeling to speak right now from my heart. So kids pick up so easily, and everything doesn't come from TV and from media and from playing games. Sometimes it comes from right in front of them, even from people that know and believe that they're doing the right thing and training their kids. And what can I say? Because I don't have kids, right? But it takes a village. It takes a village. I do feel like a mother by nature because I have had a son before and died soon after birth with my first husband. So I do have that natural mother instinct. And a lot of kids. Kids are important to me. I created a support group back in the early 90s, a Young People United Coalition, which has a Facebook page. And I created a lot of initiatives and programs that my mother and advisors really supported. And you know what? A lot of my stuff ended up missing when I was away and I came back, and including my typed up, Jerry Maguire proposal regarding that organization. But I still have my outlines. I'm going to get back and do some more researching and put together these programs and these initiatives, too. As a person, a concerned citizen, as a person that's involved with the community and a person who has a political future, it's important. The kids are our foundation. Our senior adults are our foundation. We are our foundation. I even feel invisible. I feel invisible. I'm 5'0". I feel invisible, struggling entrepreneur, not on any kind of system, any kind of, not on anything. What is it? Just a struggling entrepreneur. Then you know, that it become, I've had my successes. A lot of people think, you know, look at me as a success. I do feel peace with inside, so that's success. I'm not giving up, like my mother always told me. Put God, put family first. Never give up. You know, I deal with a lot, but so do a lot of other people. Sometimes I think when I hear what some of my friends are going through, I'd be like, oh my God, you make what I've been through look like nothing. So that's why it's important for us to be there for one another and support one another and not turn our nose up to one another, not think we're better or lesser than one another. Sure, your friend might be a multimillionaire. You don't know what that person's going through. Might be dealing with an incurable disease. Might be dealing with with their spouses. We don't know. You might have a friend that don't even have, don't know where they're going to sleep tonight. That doesn't mean that person can't be there for you. There's many ways that many of us are less fortunate. God blesses us in different ways. We're shown lessons in different ways. So it's important for us to, you know, to self-evaluate. I'm a student of Norman Vincent Peale. And, you know, I know you guys know I love Tony Robbins and Les Brown and many others, but Zig Ziglar. But one thing about Norman Vincent Peale, Leo Buscalia, you know, the great psychology professor. But one thing about Norman Vincent Peale is he always brought to light, if someone approached him, one story in his book, I read some of his books. Oh my gosh, I started reading his books as a little girl in his ministries and stuff. If someone criticized him, he would always check out, wait a second, is there any truth in that? What was true, he would work on and improve. And what wasn't true, well, it's just that person's opinion. But that's called constructive criticism. So that's something that so many of us need to focus on self-evaluation, you know, and how we perceive ourselves and what is true. And sometimes it's, you know, it makes us feel good. And sometimes when we look at parts of us, the deep annals of our lives and our spirit and our being, we wonder like, oh, okay, I do need to deal with that, you know. I'm telling you, that's one reason why my synonym name is Be True, to remind myself that we need to be true. And boy, has it been a voyage of learning how to really be true, and so on for all of us. I look like I didn't get my call-in screen up, so if anybody called, my apologies. Next Thursday we had chat and also on Facebook Live, and you all always contact me through social media, openly or privately, and many of you even call me through our messenger. Sometimes I'm not camera ready, so you should warn me sometimes, like, hey, can we chat? Can we video chat or whatever? And I don't talk with everybody, so some people, I'm so sorry, but because of concern for safety, I just can't. And dealing with fakers and scammers and all of that, I just can't until I know more information. I have a lot of, and the groups I work with, like the James Franco group and the Save Dallas page and business group, CTFO, legit. And I try to make sure that everything on my page is legit. And my social media friends, my real friends in life, and my real social media friends, all are all the same too. Because, you know, one thing about it, I even have my many say, well, you know, I don't like the fact that my friends and my fans are getting hurt, getting scammed. You know, I don't like that. People come to me all the time for advice, and I'm not immune from these scammers. So that's going to be a topic in the near future, too, about protecting ourselves from scammers and catfish. Now, incognito accounts, I don't mind. Matter of fact, I like it. When I call it, and this is something that I made up, that I coined, incognito social media accounts. It's like a friend of mine that I know is them. I know it's you, but you're under a different name, a pseudonym name, a new stage name, or just a private name other than their own, and you and I conversate and interact with one another. But I know it's you. In Tanito accounts, you know, from my popular friends, my private friends, and my celebrity friends, I understand incognito accounts, but like those other accounts, spammers, catfish, sex workers, potential terrorists, that was freaking me out. Don't be asking me to go to WhatsApp. That wasn't the app that was like the nucleus of the bombing, the shooting in Orlando at the nightclub, at the gay nightclub. Don't be asking me to join anything that's not on the road within the means of social media and interacting properly, and if we're not talking directly on the phone, I'm not stepping outside the proper bounds and then endangering my safety and the safety of my loved ones and then end up getting caught up in some kind of terroristic or some kind of scam like those celebrities got caught up in that college scam. I ain't getting caught up in that kind of stuff, you know? No way. So stop asking me to join crazy. And I'm in for innovative and new apps and websites. You know, I like being at the beginning of things, but I'm not getting on WhatsApp and other similar stuff like that that open the doors for some kind of negative activity to occur. Today is an exciting day, the NFL draft. So excited. So excited. I did plan to talk much about the NFL draft. Big shout out to those student athletes in the state of Mississippi. We are praying, have our fingers crossed, that many of state of Mississippi best are selected. There was a while, that was a time, because many of my friends are former NFL players and friends that I grew up with. Played in the NFL and are coaches now, or have their own programs, youth programs, and so on. But there was a time where Mississippi was just a mecca for student athletes being elevated into professional sports. A big shout out to Lindsay Hunter, speaking of childhood friends and standing out at Jackson State and standing out at Detroit Pistons and Chicago Bulls. He has a new coaching job at Mississippi Valley. And Mississippi Valley is also where Jerry Rice, speaking of drafting, where Jerry Rice, a student athlete and was drafted from SWAG. So a big shout out to Lindsay Hunter, who I grew up with. He's from the same area. Matter of fact, he grew up down the street from my cousin that I mentioned you guys that I lost a month ago. So big shout out to Lindsay regarding that new gig as Mississippi Valley head coach. And he was a standout at Jackson State. So when Jackson State and Mississippi Valley play each other, that is going to be too awesome. But definitely email me at Kultureshock Entertainment, KultureShockNT_Best@yahoo.com and at YouTube.com, KultureShockNT. Big shout out to my LinkedIn friends, on Twitter and Facebook. My goodness, just a big shout out. Big shout out to Star, his bestie Kimmy. Thank you all for supporting Pretty Lady. I haven't really talked to Scar about his overall stats, but I can see the stats on Spotify. His listenership has definitely gone up. Temporarily he had it under Scar SCVR, which I had just gotten used to, but it's with his other music too, and I'm glad of that because you know what? Why separate? But also he says it's not under Scar anymore. Also that in Fiji, but it is. So it'll be down soon. I mean, it wasn't playing, but it's playing now. And so everything's on the Scar board. But Fiji and Pretty Lady are under Scar, SCVRR, and under his primary account, Scarboy, SCARRBOY. And that is great because that's what my hopes were, that when you check out Pretty Lady, those of you that aren't exposed to his other music, you will listen to his other music. Thank you all for your support of Pretty Lady. I enjoy being a muse to that song. And big shout out to Thomas Rhett and Dustin Lynch also as they tour. They kicked off their Canadian tour last night. And stars of crossover artists, you know, underground, making it. Dustin is definitely a crossover country artist. My mother liked his music too. My mother, you know, we all love country music. Also, love all genres. And a lot of the songs that I have written and write, they can be country songs, or some songs I have written where I hope country artists would prefer to sing. But thank you all for your love and support again, and I look forward to interacting with you. I seem like I'm forgetting something regarding events or other special occasions. But it's almost time to conclude the show. Again, email me at cultureshockent_best@yahoo.com. It's a big shout out to loved ones and family and friends and peers and acquaintances, and in Scarborough's words, haters. You know, I like to not even think that, but haters, I mean, even the I like to say naysayers, and Madonna, I remember one time in the acceptance speech, Madonna said, I like to thank those that didn't believe in me, too, because you motivated me to